Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 3rd, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Sam Bankman-Fried has been convicted of fraud. The breadth of the coverage of this story reflects the interest in the man who was once the second richest 20-something in history. The headlines and publications include Sam Bankman-Fried convicted of fraud in stunning FTX crash from Bloomberg, Sam Bankman-Fried is convicted of fraud in FTX collapse from the Wall Street Journal, Sam Bankman-Fried trial, fallen crypto mogul convicted in collapse that cost users billions from the New York Times, Sam Bankman-Fried convicted of fraud over FTX collapse. Jury's verdict caps stunning downfall of one-time public face of crypto industry from the Financial Times. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried found guilty on all charges in one of the biggest financial frauds in American history from Fortune. Sam Bankman-Fried faces decades in prison following swift conviction in FTX fraud trial from the street. And the meager defense didn't work. Sam Bankman-Fried is found guilty on all counts from Slate. Other headlines were former crypto billionaire and FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried found guilty on all seven fraud charges from People. Sam Bankman-Fried found guilty of seven counts of fraud in stunning fall for crypto billionaire from CNN Business. Sam Bankman-Fried found guilty of defrauding FTX customers from The Telegraph. Sam Bankman-Fried found guilty on fraud charges from Fox Business. And crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried faces decades in jail after guilty verdict from the BBC. In an episode of his IPO Vid Live video series on LinkedIn on October 31st, 2023, the verbose chronometrophile Patrick Young had the father of financial futures, Richard Sandor, as a guest on his show. Mr. Young needs to do a better job of editing the auto text or pronouncing Dr. Sandor's name, as the LinkedIn autotext produced Richard Sandor as his name. These are the issues of doing something live. Mr. Young does excel at the live interview format on video, which is something he has wanted to do for years. Finally, the technology is here for him to do it cheaply and easily. It was an interesting interview, as any interview with Doc Sandor is. What was fascinating was the question Young asked at the end. In the 1990s, Sandor had written the foreword to Young's book, The Capital Market Revolution. So Young asked, "Where does the capital market revolution go next?" Sandor replied, "Space and interplanetary markets, addressing space junk and other space exploration needs." It was an interesting answer, coming 8 days after JLN published our interview with Roosevelt University students Luis Areola, former student and assistant professor Brian Rodriguez, and assistant finance professor Justin Shea. The interview was titled Roosevelt University students propose futures market for space. The guys may be onto something. CFTC Rostam Benham is set to participate in the 7th annual DC FinTech Week conference on November 8th, 2023. The conference is to be held at the International Spy Museum. They should definitely get Susan Cooper / Melissa McCarthy as a guest speaker at the conference. Josh Sterling, a former division head at the CFTC, is representing Kalshi in suing the CFTC over the commission's order disapproving its congressional control contracts. Sterling posted to LinkedIn. Sterling is now with the law firm of Jones Day. We missed this story, so thank you to a CME Facebook group for finding it. Alice Kelly, a pioneer at the CME, has died at the age of 73. She started trading at the Merck in the 1970s and became a member of the IOM division in the 1980s. The Chicago Sun-Times has the story titled, Alice Kelly, a pioneer in male-dominated world of Chicago Mercantile Exchange, dies at 73. With the subheading, Miss Kelly was a voracious reader who rented a separate Presidential Towers apartment just to house her book collection. The New York Times reports Ken Mattingly, astronaut scrubbed from Apollo 13, is dead at 87. The subheading is, he later orbited the moon, but in 1970 he was bumped from the Apollo flight after being exposed to measles. Then, from Mission Control, he helped it avert disaster. Mattingly was played by actor Gary Sinise in the movie Apollo 13, which also starred Tom Hanks and had Kevin Bacon as Jack Swigert, the astronaut that replaced Mattingly on the Apollo 13 mission. Speaking of NASA, the New York Times reports 35 years after addressing Congress, James Hansen has more climate warnings. The subheading for the story is the former NASA scientist James Hansen says in a new paper that global temperatures will pass a major milestone this decade faster than other estimates predict. Responding to calls from regulators for voluntary standard setters to develop common terms and definitions, a trio of financial industry heavyweights has tightly defined the terms screening, ESG integration, thematic investing, stewardship, and impact investing. The CFA Institute, Global Sustainable Investment Alliance, that's the GSIA, and Principles for Responsible Investment, PRI, have released definitions for responsible investment approaches. The new technical resource defines and details these terms while providing definitions of primary inputs and guidance for using them in practice. The consistent and precise use of terminology contributes to efforts to address greenwashing. The intended audience for the paper is investors, regulators, policymakers, and other market participants. View the definitions on the websites of the PRI, the CFA Institute, and the GSIA. Read the PRI press release with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN options were CME Group reports highest ever October ADV of 25.2 million contracts from CME Group press release. Here's how to invest amid market fears video from the Wall Street Journal and rules for premium selling using the VIX from Tasty Live. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's another video from our FIA Expo 2023 coverage. Intercontinental Exchange Senior Vice President Trebu Bland explores market innovations at FIA Expo 2023. When the world changes and needs a new market benchmark, ICE is there offering a solution. That was the message from ICE Senior Vice President Trebu Bland during a video interview at FIA Expo 2023 with John Lothian News. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Schwab cuts more than 2,000 jobs in TD Ameritrade integration. Charles Schwab Corp. finished cutting as much as 6% of its 35,900-member workforce amid efforts to curb costs as it continues to integrate TD Ameritrade, according to a company spokesperson. The number of cuts, ranging from 5 to 6% of staff at the Westlake, Texas-based company, translates to as many as 2,154 employees, based on a corporate fact sheet that put the company's overall headcount at 35,900 at the end of September. My comment. Personally, I would have preferred a world with a TD Ameritrade still competing as a separate entity and all those people still in those jobs. But then if Elon Musk is right, we are all going to be replaced by AI, so Schwab is going to need to let a lot more people go. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Elon Musk tells Rishi Sunak, AI will render all jobs obsolete. UK Prime Minister and billionaire entrepreneur exchange views at conclusion of global summit on the technology. Elon Musk told UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, quote, there will come a point where no job is needed, unquote, as the billionaire entrepreneur described artificial intelligence as, quote, the most disruptive force in history, unquote, in a wide-ranging conversation. Speaking in the lavish Lancaster House in London, the Tesla chief executive and owner of SpaceX and X, that's Twitter, said he believed there would come a time when you can have a job if you want a job, but AI will be able to do everything. My comment, chimney sweep? How about that job, Mr. Musk? Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. BlackRock study finds gender balance companies outperform peers. World's largest asset manager publishes report as critics attack ESG factors in investing. Companies with more gender balanced workforces outperformed their least balanced peers by as much as 2 percentage points annually between 2013 and 2022, a BlackRock study of the MSCI World Index has found. My comment, I wonder how the anti-ESG companies really did perform. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top read item Thursday was Bloomberg's Outside China, Everything Apps Haven't Worked. Why Would Musk's? Second was our Markets Wiki page for Pat Systems. Third was ex-Goldman banker sentenced to 3 years for insider trading with squash partner from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Bankman-Fried found guilty of fraud at FTX criminal trial. Jury returns verdict after less than 5 hours Thursday. Bankman-Fried verdict capped stunning fall of his crypto empire. Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of a massive fraud that led to the collapse of his FTX exchange following a month-long trial that pitted the testimony of the former crypto king against that of some of his closest friends. Bankman-Fried was found guilty of 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy after jurors in Manhattan deliberated for less than 5 hours Thursday. He faces as much as 20 years in prison on each of the most serious charges. Judge Lewis Kaplan set a sentencing date in March. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, SEC finalizes rule on security-based swaps trading venues. Delayed Dodd-Frank era measure outlines registration rules. About five firms are expected to have to register with the agency. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has released final rules for security-based swaps trading platforms, giving them the green light to register with the agency. The SEC said Thursday it had adopted the regulation, a move that came more than a decade after Congress asked the agency to do so. Under the rules, security-based swaps execution facilities would get a process for registering with the agency and clarity on how they should execute trades. Broadly, firms must operate trading platforms that can allow multiple participants to execute or trade those swaps. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, hedge funds, PE firms, accuse SEC of vast power grab with new rules. Hedge funds and private equity firms took a bigger swing in their legal fight with the Securities and Exchange Commission, alleging that the regulator lacked authority to impose a slate of new restrictions in August. Trade groups, including the American Investment Council and the Managed Funds Association, said the SEC didn't properly weigh costs and benefits of the regulations. They again asked a federal appeals court to gut the new rules, which require funds to disclose more about quarterly fees and expenses, as well as keeping some favored investors from cashing out before others. Here's another story. This one is from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street is on high alert for cracks in Treasury bill demand. The U.S. Treasury's ongoing barrage of bill issuance has left market participants trying to gauge when investors will lose their appetite for short-dated government debt. Buyers have easily soaked up the $1.56 trillion of Treasury bills issued this year through the end of September, with the bulk coming after the government suspended the debt ceiling in June. But drainage of the Federal Reserve's overnight reverse repurchase agreement facility, where usage has dropped by over $1 trillion as cash is allocated to T-bills, to the widening gap between yields and overnight index swaps, a proxy for monetary policy expectations, are already raising concerns. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.